let's talk about it. Today we have another special guest that we want to bring on to be a resource and be valuable to those that take time to watch. It's a variety of things on my channel, but at the end of the day, I want the information that's brought forth to be as valuable now and be valuable 10 years from now. Somebody can go back and look and say, this was still good information. So before we continue, hit that subscribe button. Like, share, comment, engage in the conversation, ask questions, you know, and hopefully we can get some of them answered. I go by on my channel, King Crawley, and today I'll let you introduce yourself, tell what your business is, and tell where you're from.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, thank you so much, Ed, for having me on. I am Charmaine Thomas, everybody. My company is Thomas Unlimited Services. I am from Southampton, out in Virginia. I am out in Covington, Georgia now. Right now with my business, I do taxes. I offer credit services, resources, credit building, virtual call center. So I'm able to employ others and also just different business opportunities with taxes and credit. So my main squeeze though is credit. That's the number
okay,
one.
Okay, so question. In our community as a whole, usually credit is not something that's taught from an early age. Usually we start out early, we make our mistakes, and we have to find out that, oh, good credit matters a lot of times after we have bad credit. At what age did you realize, like, hey, this credit thing matters? Or what experiences led you to understand that I need to take care of this?
Honestly, it took a lot of mistakes. Just like you said, it's not something that's taught in our school systems. And needless to say, some of our parents may didn't know. So we are taught mainly survival skills versus, you know, finances, credit. Hey, let's get this. But I can honestly say that it took me right around the age of 35. That's a long time to even tap in to realize, hey, like, this is important. You know, I didn't even take it serious, if you just want to know the truth. I never even looked at my score. I was scared to death. I'm like, you know, I didn't know what was on there. I knew I had a lot of things possibly. But at the age of 35, just realizing that credit is important to me was alarming.
Okay. So is that around the same time you decided to get into the business of helping others, or so it all coincided around the same time?
Absolutely. When I first got into the credit business, I was actually sitting in a church when it was presented. And I can tell you that I've tried a lot of things. I'm definitely always have had the entrepreneur spirit, but I like to do things that has purpose. It has to be fulfilling in some way. And when I tapped into credit and I saw us as a people, okay, and I just felt like we were all suffering. And I mean, why get this type of knowledge and not want to pour it out and share it with someone else? And so that we can help the next generation and the next person and the next person. And so, yeah, that's how it all started, and just wanting to be able to help people. And that's how it really did start. Yeah.
Okay. Did you have like, what resources did you pull from at first? Because if it's something that you didn't know about, what did you turn to at that time to start learning of what to do?
Well, I did get involved with United Credit Education Services.
Okay.
That was a credit program that was, it came along with being a business owner coming onto that particular platform. They started to teach us about credit and you know, how to go about getting those dispute letters out and what to dispute, why you need to dispute. Started with the credit education. That's a service that I actually offer now. I am a living testimony of those services, which is why I'm confident in providing those services now. I also did my own research. I also did my own homework. I dig really deep. I contact the credit bureaus on my own sometimes and just pretend to be a regular consumer, just asking general questions just to find out different things. And so it does take time. With this, it takes time. It's a lot that we have to know. And just going out doing anything with your credit, I mean, even with disputes, can hurt you. So it's just, you have to know and go out and just educate yourself. All of the credit bureau websites, they educate you. They have all types of education pieces on there and things of that nature that can help us along the way. But you have people like me that give out free tips every day. You know, there with resources to help you, because I've gained this knowledge. Now I can pour into someone else. Now I can help you and give you those tools to be able to get your score built up and stay that way.
Okay. Okay. So what is a good credit score?
These days, 700 is good. Yay. But let's get up. We're going to have to get to the 800s, Ed, you know, and that's what I'm shooting for. Okay. Yeah, 700s is good, but the scoring changes. It's actually, the model is starting to change. And so everybody now that's been in the 700 club is starting to say, okay, you know what? We're going to need to get up some more, because now, go ahead.
Why is that? Because I remember a time when if you was in the mid to high sixes, you were still decent. What made it change to now you got at least be in the sevens to be considered?
The consumers are changing. The consumers are changing. The banks are changing. Their processes are changing. Their requirements are changing. We got to realize that. And I think that this myth that credit bureaus is this federal agency, this big place that can do so much to us. And it's really not the case. Okay. I mean, they're a company just like me, you know, and right. they are out to make money. So of course, keeping people with bad credit and working with those bureaus, that's going to keep people in that place and keep you moving with money, right? So us getting educated with this. Now, the reason the model changes is because they can. That's how simple it is. Anytime they feel like it, they can say, hey, you know what? You got to have a 950 to buy this house. You got to have 1,000 credit score. You know, they can do that. But the thing is us getting the knowledge, getting more wise, more disciplined with our money, and knowing where to put it and knowing what to do with it. And it's just, man, it's just so much that we got to know in order to beat this system. Trust me.
Look, I get it. I still have a lot of work to do myself, including I need your services. Question.
Absolutely.
What power does a good credit score give a person? Because for years you heard cash is king, cash is king. But now that doesn't seem to be so much the case. Mm-hmm. What power does having good credit give you?
Man, the power of credit. Let me tell you, Ed, and just anybody watching, if you ever fell on a hard time and it's just, you know, one of those unforeseen circumstances or whatever, with a bad credit score, you cannot go immediately and say, hey, let me go get this loan to help me get out of this hole, or whatever the case may be, right? And so then we end up with these high title loans or whatever the case may be, and stuff that we end up having to try to pay for 50 times over. Focusing on the power of this credit, let me tell you, you can walk somewhere right now with an 800 credit score with no money in your pocket, and you can walk out with what you want. That's how powerful your credit is. Your credit can determine whether or not you're hired for that federal position that you want. Okay.
True.
Okay. I have a call center myself, and I do hire agents to work for different clients. And the number one stunner that we're about to hit you with is a background check that includes a credit check. Okay. So, you know, Verizon don't want you to work for them if you owe them a bill. So, you know, they pull your credit and they look up and say, hey, man, she owed me $3,000, you know, and now you can't get a job. That's how serious it is. Your insurance, the price of your insurance based off your credit. Everything has a separate credit score. Everything. And then it is all combined into this magic 3-digit number that makes up your FICO score. So even dropping
I didn't even know that.
Yes, okay. Sir. Even dropping insurance, not paying your insurance, leaving insurance companies without paying them, you're hurting your credit in a lot of different areas. Now, you can sit up there with a 750 credit score, right? And walk into a bank and want to purchase a home. Well, your score look good, but guess what they about to do? They're going down the line and they break it down. They want to see what happened before the 750.
Okay.
They want to still see if that's a risk, if you're a risk. That's how serious credit is. I promise
that's,
you.
That's powerful.
It is.
Okay, so according to what I see, and you can correct me, Thomas Unlimited Services LLC was started in January 2009?
Correct.
Okay. What exactly does your services do as far as the credit goes? How can you help service the people?
Oh, wow. So with our program, and I do offer two different models. What I mean by that is I do use the United Credit Education piece. The reason I use that model is because it offers way more than just credit restoration, okay? So you're getting a budgeting tool, identity theft monitoring tool. Well, no one may want a credit score right now, but when Ed jump up into those, the sixes and the sevens and eights, somebody might start tapping in saying, you know, so you want that identity theft protection. Also a will, power of attorney documents, and living trust.
Stop right there for a minute. Because that too is something we don't get taught about. Why are they important?
Who died without a will? Who was that?
They say Prince did.
Yeah, it's a few others. Yeah, Aretha Franklin. A few others died without a will. And see, me personally, if I'm going to build a legacy and I'm going to work this hard while I'm here, why on God's green earth would I want my legacy going to the state?
That makes sense. You're right.
Who does that when you have children and family and all these people out here? Why would you not leave something or all of that to them? Now, something I didn't know, growing up, is that, you know, we can put our children's names in businesses, LLCs, put it inside of a trust to protect it. You know, they can have that when they're 18, building their credit now. You know, putting them on Adamas authorized users, getting their credit score. My 18-year-old hasn't even graduated high school yet, but he's at a 795.
Wow.
Because mama has the knowledge now, and now I can set you up properly. So definitely my grandsons have businesses in their name that's inside of a living trust. When they're 18, those are their businesses.
And this is part of the service. Now, and these are included in the services because a lot of people don't know where to go to get a trust, start a trust.
Yeah.
We hear these terms, but we usually associate it with other cultures and other ethnicities.
Talk about it.
So continue. Okay, the will, the trust, power of attorney. Continue with what else you do.
I definitely offer the disputing part of it, of course, where once we pull your credit report, we're going to analyze it. We're going to look at everything that's negative, and then we're going to dispute all three bureaus at one time across the board, disputing everything that is negative. The beauty in the way that we dispute is we're disputing the legal way. Okay, we know the verbiage, we know the law, we know exactly what we're supposed to say, what we can and cannot do. So once these items are removed, it's gone. It's not coming back to see you. It's not a 30-day fix. So with the dispute process and then with the budgeting, we have credit building products. So not only will we help you remove negative items, after you're done with that piece, we can help you build and then educate you along the way. And I even assist with budgeting. Even if you're, you know, one of those people that say, girl, I just need help. You know, I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to, you know, do this, just help me out. I have spreadsheets that I'll send to people, you know, or whatever. And even with your tax services, it's not just tax prep. We offer tax advice. Even if you owe the IRS, we can help you out there. With the virtual call center, that is a job. you're hired to work from home. You get to set your own schedule after training. It's just like any other real call center. You're just doing it from home. Paid by the hour every 2 weeks, real money, real job, okay? I also offer business advice to people, you know, just from what I'm learning. I'm connected. I'll be honest, you know, I've gotten connected with some really great people. And so what I'm learning, I like to share.
Okay, now with all of these moving parts, how are you facilitating all of this? Oh, it's that's perfect. A lot. You just named a whole list of things.
It is. Now, with the tax side, believe it or not, people were getting their taxes done by a lot of tax Thomas Unlimited Services representatives. This tax season just passed. So I do have a team of agents, and I do bring them on each year. That's an opportunity, right? I've tapped into something that's huge, the tax business. And that's something that I've been, you know, helping other people getting in and start their own tax business and, you know, get build up their clientele. So everything I do, I can teach you to do. I have no problem with that. And you can make money off of it.
That's the powerful part. You don't get people mm-hmm. in and try to hold on to them.
Right.
You get them, show them the way, make some money, but then they're able to go on and do their own thing. Because we all, because it's always going to be somebody that needs the information.
Absolutely.
You know, that's powerful. Okay. On the credit side, is there a general time that people can expect to start seeing some improvements once they get into the services?
Absolutely. A lot of my clients do see significant results right around that 60 to 90 day mark. Now, I have seen miracles, so I always tell people every case is different. Okay. Don't judge it off of this person or that person or whatever the case may be. It is a process and everybody's credit report shows something different. But I can tell you that I have seen, including myself, you know, credit increases over 100 in less than 30 days. But again, every case is different. So
that okay,
could question. Be your story.
Question. What's one of the main things that you see that keeps people from reaching out and saying they need help with their money?
I would say, and this is just from, I would say shame, maybe. Thinking or portraying that we have it all together. And then there's this person that possibly know us. And then, you know, I have to call them for my credit, you know, type deal. I've had people literally say that they did not come to me or call me in an earlier time because they didn't know what to say or something like that. I just want to share with everybody. Listen, it's a billion people. It's a lot of people in this world. And it's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of us with credit scores less than 600. Okay. Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. We are all here to learn and to help each other. And I promise you, that's what's going to keep you in bondage right there.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. That's what slowed me down at first because
I can believe it.
I know who you are. And then I know your connection to someone out, you know. So I was like, but then I'm at the point now, it's like, I don't care. I need the help. Like, even if you tell them, so. As long as I get to be able to progress, that I'm at the point I wouldn't even care about that anyway. Help me. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's about. And you know what? And that's the beautiful thing I love about myself is that's just not something I would do anyway.
I know that.
But yeah. You know, and that's people just and you know, and I pray over people's results. I have a lot of homeowners that has come through my credit services. They don't all post. And I don't know the reason. I don't pay people and say, hey, you know, give a testimony. No, when they're ready, they're going to tell it, you know, and it just continues because I know it works. You just have to be disciplined enough to get through the process. And once you get out, don't go back in.
Are there programs for kids that parents or whatever, once they come through, are able to teach it to their kids in a understandable way?
It is. With the program through United Credit, there is a Youth Literacy Foundation, YFL. It does give out scholarships and everything each year, but it has a program design starting, I believe, I want to say 5 or 8 or something like that. And it has it broken down in sections where parents can start to teach their children now about finances and credit, and you can open them up an online account, teach them how to start managing little money and stuff like that that you put in. So yeah, that comes along with the services.
That's powerful. And that's one thing I, like I said, I wanted to bring to the platform. Even though I know you share on your platform on Facebook and social media, sometimes we as a people need something we can refer back to and go directly to and realize we don't have to just look to these mega superstars and stuff for advice, because some of them need your services.
A lot of them are our clients.
That's why I said that, because I can imagine they are. You know, so I say I'd rather talk to the people actually doing the work to make them people have the shine.
Right.
Because we all walking around wanting to act like we got it like that. Whew. I want to know how to really have it like that.
Come through.
So you have to talk to the people that have that show you how to have it like that. You know, go to the source. So that's why I wanted to bring you on.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. I really do.
Really. You know, it means a lot. Because first of all, it was for me, because you have to get to a point, and hopefully I'm helping somebody. I'm 41 years old and I don't have the best of credit, and not out of jealousy or anything, but you begin to see certain people around you have the things they want to have. And you know, the only thing stopping you is you. It's not them. It's not your past. It's just your pride most of the time. So you have to get past that and say, there is help out there. Let me go ahead and ask them for help. They're willing to help, just ask them. So that's why I wanted to bring you on. How can they get in contact with your services?
Excuse me, if you're following me on Facebook, you can actually set up an appointment through my I Am Charmaine Thomas page, or you can text me at 678-548-6041, or you can visit thomasunlimited.net and you can schedule an appointment there. I do like to personalize my services. I could just send you to a website to sign up. I really could. But I like to know what your goals are, what it is that you're looking to do. You know, I just want to personalize the service. So definitely always get an appointment with me so we can talk about it, and then let's get you going. Let's go ahead and get you going. That's the hardest part, getting started. Get started, keep it pushing. So, yep, thomasunlimited.net. You can schedule an appointment. Charmaine Thomas on Facebook, or 678-548-6041.
That's perfect. And listen, this is short and sweet, but it's power-packed. Once again, thank you for coming on. I had something else I was about to say, right? But it slipped my mind. It slipped my mind. But it's all in gratitude for you coming on and taking the time to give out these nuggets. And just from personal experience, I've talked to her on the phone before. She cares more about you getting it right than about just the money, you know. She cares about the situation, you know, individually, because that's what she does. It comes from a pure place.
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to hold you long. Go ahead.
I want to hit that point right there, brother, because I think that when people get into entrepreneurship, they think we are rich instantaneously. And you just said something that means so much, because it is a heart posture thing. When I first left my job to do this full time and say, hey, I'm going to step out and do this, I wasn't making a lot of money. Okay. I was helping people for free. And for a whole year, I barely saw money. But because it was a heart thing, it just started coming in. And so, yeah, it starts with the heart with anything that we're doing.
Yeah, you have to know why you're doing it, and you have to actually really care about the people.
Absolutely.
I believe that's why some people end up quitting everything for good, because you didn't care about the people from the start.
Exactly. Motive.
You know. So that means a lot.
Absolutely.
I'm letting a train go past. My bad.
I heard it.
Yeah. Kind of threw me off. But once again, give them your website once again, and then we're gonna wrap it up.
Yep, that is thomasunlimited.net. Go ahead and schedule your appointments with me, credit, whatever you need, taxes, advice, whatever, go ahead and get it set up, thomasunlimited.net, or text me at 678-548-6041.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to be scheduling with you really soon.
Good to hear.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Y'all make sure y'all hit that subscribe button. Share this with a friend, comment, ask questions, and we'll do the best to connect you in the best way that we can. Mm-hmm. Y'all take care. Peace.
Peace.